Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, starting the 11 o'clock hour right with a band from Olympia, Darkness Stole the Sky. Welcome to the show, guys, and let's go around the room, and there's five of you, so let's get us all comfortable and tell us what your name is and what you do for Darkness Stole the Sky.
So my name is Johnny, and I do the yelling.
My name is Jesse Blue. I play lead guitar, lots of headbanging.
I'm Nick, and I play guitar.
I'm Brett. I play the drums.
I'm Brandon. I play the bass.
Well, welcome, gentlemen. You took the ferry over here, right? That's what you were saying. Yeah, that's how you got here. Yeah, because I-5 North is shut down right now.
Yeah, it's going to
be
brutal
tonight. So
rough.
You made the right choice. Are you heading back across the ferry tonight?
Yeah, I'm taking the ferry back.
I was going to say, you're going to be partying in this, what do you say, in the big city.
Well, you guys got some longboards and some skateboards, so maybe you can skate around in downtown after you have a couple beers.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be shredding the
skids. That'll be safe.
Hopefully somebody
out there. I don't know.
Yeah, just don't call it.
We're walking uphill tonight, too.
Well, don't bomb the hill, dude, because you will get crushed by a bus.
Exactly.
I like my skin.
So, all right, man, like, as I was talking to you guys before this, I love meeting new bands. It's good to have you guys up here building relationships and all that stuff. So let's start at the beginning. How long have you guys, when did you start as a band?
This band has been going for quite a while now. I joined the band in June of 2005.
Oh, wow.
But they were already previously going as a punk band, and Brandon was in the band at that time.
Cool.
And then, so eventually when I came and started in on guitar, we lost the other guitar player that was original member, and he kind of was the main songwriter of the band. And then when I came in, I played metal.
Right,
and so from there, it just naturally went to a metal path from that point.
It evolved pretty naturally.
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
That's really cool. So
as
when
you got better at your instruments?
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
So
there's more than four chords.
Right.
Shocking.
Funny how that works. So when you joined the band, were you guys still playing some of your old songs, or did you just...
It was pretty much, when I joined the band, they had a whole set, and I was filling in for a guitar player that quit. And
we slowly phased.
It was just
kind of
like when that main guitar player, original guy, left, I just kind of like took the spot, started writing songs. And then one of our buddies, Tony, our old original guitar player, was our friend from school. He played metal as well. And from there, just kind of, we wrote all new songs.
And you clicked.
It snowballed.
Yeah, we changed the name. And
oh, you changed the name then? What was it before? If you want to even admit, the Garage Band days.
Yeah, one was Air Raid Siren.
Yeah, the Wasted Youth was what it was.
Way back
in the day.
That's an old thrash punk band anyways. Yep. Back before we even knew. And we had old metal heads just like, what the hell?
Yeah. That's man, we're all about crossover, dude.
There you go. Yeah, and so when I joined the band, we got a new guitar player, we started writing new songs and a new musical direction, but naturally we wanted a new band name, and then that's when we came up with Darkness of the Sky,
playing
which is
Paper Mario,
a funny
too.
Name. Yeah, I got that from Paper Mario for the GameCube.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, thanks Nintendo.
Yeah, seriously, right? Awesome. Yeah, there's like this storyline, and this old Goomba was like, and the waters rose and darkness stole the sky, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's right, now you need to get
metal.
Get a Switch endorsement or something.
Give us free stuff, Nintendo.
So you guys have some killer shows coming up shortly. We're going to be talking about that in just a few, but we want to hear some of your songs. Now, this is coming off of a record that you guys recorded. What town again was it?
Montesano. Yeah, Shadowland recording down in Montesano.
So shout out to them.
Right on.
Dude, it sounds great. Like I was really impressed by
this. Thank you.
So let's jump into it real quick. Give people a taste. We'll come back and talk again. Which song
we're
going to
play? End of
first?
Your Rope. Okay, anything you guys want to say about this? Maybe the singer. What are the lyrics about?
End of Your Rope is just about life.
Paper Mario.
It's just a dirty girl doing some making some mistakes and moving forward with it.
Cool. Fair enough. All right, it's End of Your Rope here by Darkness Stole the Sky on Metal Shop.
Time to run. that I feel like I don't want to live anymore?
Hanging out on Metal Shop with Darkness Stole the Sky. We just listened to End of the Rope off of their new album, Inevitable. How you doing, guys?
Doing good. Good.
Yeah, see, this is Ryan getting an upgrade right now.
Yeah.
Live on the radio.
Sitting in the big boy chair.
Nice.
But we want to have Ryan jump in on these, too, because he somehow, and like we can delve into this more in a later time, but he started a relationship with some bookers up in Vancouver, BC, right?
I'm working for a company called The Collective Agency that works hard to bring Canadian bands down to the United States, and I book their entire West Coast runs down the coastline.
So he's trying to like get a BC Northwest connection, cool. You know, making that happen, which I think is super admirable. Yeah,
that's
so
that's awesome.
He's bringing down the band X-Pain, and you guys are going to be playing one of the shows with them too. Yeah, right?
A couple shows.
Warm them up. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's inform the folks, the people, the general population.
The first one on the 19th will be in Olympia, Washington at Lavoyer, and the second one will be on the 23rd July.
At
the Real Art Tacoma.
Right off South Tacoma Way.
Yeah, man. The one at Real Art has Substratum on the show. Well, that's going to be an awesome.
Rippers.
A Metal
cool
Monday.
Seattle band. Yeah.
And that's an all-ages venue. But peep this, okay? August 15th, they're going to be opening up for Awaken I Am, Royal Thunder, Slaves, and CKY. Can't kill yourself.
Yeah, dude. It makes me want to go back and watch CKY 2K.
Shout out to Jess Margera.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out, Bam.
Shout out, Bam, exactly.
Man. Yeah, right. We're super stoked for that one. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you guys have tickets available, right?
Yes, we got tickets available for $25. Yeah. Support some local music. Help us out.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Club Sur yet.
Yeah,
that's right, like that a couple blocks by Showbox Soto down there, kind of somewhere in that area.
Yeah, if you ever went to shows at Studio 7, you'll know that the people who booked those shows are now booking some rock and metal shows at Club Sur. So go and check them out. And again, CKY and Darkness Stole the Sky. So very cool.
Very excited.
Yeah. So what happened when you got that call? You went, I downloaded that off of Napster.
Yeah, seriously,
it was a dream right there.
If we knew, like in high school, that we'd grow up to play this show, just like. The coolest thing ever, you know, that's like that band we listen to and skating. Like you said, CKY 2K.
Oh man,
So this is like totally dream come true. Like,
how many of us broke arms and legs?
Doing the same
grocery
stuff.
Grocery shark carts down the staircase.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Very excited.
What are your goals for the rest of the year, guys? I mean, we're 7 months in, but you know, we only have a few more months left, and maybe in the next couple of years, what are your goals? Where you guys want to see yourself in the next few years?
On a stage near you.
We've been playing a lot of shows the last couple of months. We've played some awesome shows. We played with Darkest Hour. Ooh. We played with Psycho Stick and Kissing Candace. I Set My Friends on Fire. We played some pretty cool shows, and we're just keeping the ball rolling with that. We recorded our new EP, which we're playing songs tonight from.
Yes, sir.
We got another four songs. We're going to be recording real soon.
Yeah, we're talking about going back in and doing another four-song EP, and then we're just going to keep the ball rolling.
Cool.
Hopefully West Coast
onward and upward,
tour.
Yeah.
In the spring of this next year, we're
definitely taking what we can get, and at the same time, building new material.
having something ready for a full length eventually somewhere right. soon down
yeah, because you got to keep working.
Yeah.
Which takes some time to write some new stuff.
Yeah, we're really excited because Brett has been in the band for a couple of years now, but Johnny and Jesse, our guitar player and vocalist, they're still pretty new to the band, probably about a year.
Yeah, I'm always
and
so,
out of the hazing phase.
Yeah. So a lot of the stuff that we're playing now, like musically, they weren't there to write. So we're super excited to write now as this lineup and move forward.
You'd be able to go project a new. Not style or just a new force,
New force. Sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. Really fun.
Yeah. New voice.
It'll be the first time we've fully wrote things together. I mean, I wrote lyrics for this whole EP, and it'll be fun to get everyone together in the same room and actually write some new music.
It's going to be absolutely crushing. I mean, we've taken the songs.
Those are two very strong adjectives, sir.
For the last number of years, we're taking those songs, upgrading them, honing, and just completely redialing them in to get them as tight as absolutely possible.
Well, it's
and
good,
our
man.
Fans, at least from the area, they all notice, and they're like, "Man, you guys are just sounding great."
You're stepping it up. Yeah.
When we go in to do some new material, it's going to just completely floor everybody. And I mean, we all love it too. I mean, that's cool. What comes first. We're doing it for ourselves. It's,
right.
It's our
that's
passion,
the only reason.
Yeah.
Because none of us are making big buku bucks.
No, we're not going to make money off of this. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Nintendo, free stuff.
Yeah, Nintendo, what's up?
Right.
That's right.
Hook it up.
So again, those shows are July 23rd with X-Pain and Substratum at Real Art in Tacoma. Then August 15th with CKY, Slaves, Royal Thunder, Awaken I Am at Club Sur. We're going to go into another song here called Halo Effect off your EP. But any last words?
Oh, but we also need to... Where can we find you online real quick? Like, where is it? Obviously on Facebook somewhere. Do you guys have a Bandcamp?
Yeah, we have a Bandcamp and Facebook.
Just toss that out real
Instagram.
Quick. Yeah.
Check us out on Pornhub.
You know what? Hey.
So, no,
I would
just
be impressed
Instagram
them things.
At Instagram, Darkness Stole the Sky. On Facebook, obviously, Darkness Stole the Sky, and Bandcamp, Darkness Stole the Sky.
And if you have problems with that, you can just Google our name, and there's really nothing else out there outside of us.
Cool.
So.
We're on Snapchat, too.
Yep.
Oh, no.
A little bit of everything.
We don't need to see what's going on in that realm.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Darkness Stole the Sky. Here's Halo Effect. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo!
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.